This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Rescue workers searched flood-ravaged parts of Germany and Belgium for survivors on Saturday as the death toll from this week's burst rivers and flash flooding continued to climb. Reuters' Edward Barron reports.
The German president visited the scene of some of the worst flooding in the town of Erftstadt near Cologne, where the disaster killed at least 43 people. "We mourn with those that have lost loved ones. Their fate is ripping our hearts apart," he said. These floods are the country's worst natural disaster in more than half a century. Hundreds of people are still missing. Over the past several days, the floods have cut off entire communities from power and communications. In Belgium, the death toll rose to 27 lives, according to the National Crisis Center, which is coordinating the rescue effort. Emergency services in the Netherlands also remained on high alert as overflowing rivers threatened towns and villages throughout the southern province of Limburg.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. Afghan politicians and representatives of the Taliban met in Doha Saturday amid an escalation in fighting that has sent thousands fleeing from their homes. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
On Saturday, negotiators for both sides were meeting in Doha and calling for peace. Two decades of conflict have taken a turn for the worse as US-led international forces withdraw and the Taliban launches offensives around Afghanistan. It's taken districts and border crossings while encircling provincial capitals. Negotiators have been meeting in Doha since last September, but they've failed to make substantive progress, with time running out before the foreign troops' full exit by September the 11th.
That's Reuters' David Doyle. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. Tokyo Olympic organizers have reported the first case of COVID-19 at the athletes' village, further stoking fears of a super spreader event when the Olympics get underway. Reuters' Gloria So reports.
The organizers confirmed that a visitor from abroad who was involved in organizing the games had tested positive during a routine test on Friday. The person's nationality was not revealed due to privacy concerns. It's the first case found in the athletes' village, where a majority of the 11,000 competitors will be staying. So far, more than 40 people involved in the games, including both domestic and foreign nationals, have tested positive. This year's games are being held mostly without spectators under tight quarantine rules. A new Ipsos poll this week showed 78% of Japanese asked don't want the games to go ahead. As new coronavirus infections surge, the medical system is strained, and only around 20% of the population is fully vaccinated.
That's Reuters' Gloria So. Health Secretary Sajid Javid, who is in charge of Britain's coronavirus response, says he has tested positive for COVID-19. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Javid says in a video message that he has had both shots of a vaccine.
And so far, my symptoms are very mild.
He's self-isolating while he awaits the results of a second test. Javid took over last month from Matt Hancock, who resigned after breaching social distancing rules. Hancock had himself fallen ill with COVID-19 earlier in the pandemic, as did Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who then had to spend several days in intensive care. Charles de Ledesma, London.
President Joe Biden said Saturday the Justice Department intends to appeal a federal judge's ruling that deemed an Obama-era program that has protected hundreds of thousands of young immigrants illegal. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
The Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program has allowed thousands of young people who were brought illegally into the United States as children or overstayed visas to live, work, and remain in the country. Many of the recipients, commonly known as Dreamers, have now been in the U.S. for a decade or longer. Friday's ruling leaves the program intact for existing recipients, but bars the government from approving any new applications. In a statement, President Biden calls the decision deeply disappointing, saying it relegates hundreds of thousands of young immigrants to an uncertain future. He says the Justice Department will appeal the ruling, but urged Congress to move forward with legislation to permanently protect those covered by the program. Ben Thomas, Washington.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.